It's well established that education is often the key to breaking the cycle of poverty by opening doors to better paying jobs. But what about something as basic as literacy? An estimated 60,000 adults in Onondaga County lack literacy skills. WYER Scott Willis tells us how one tiny not-for-profit is trying to change that, one small classroom at a time.
Let's look through our examples and see if you can help me identify when we use one indefinite pronoun or the other.
About a dozen English language learners listen intently as instructor Kevin Lucas goes over the proper use of pronouns in a recent literacy CNY class. They're refugees trying to understand a nuanced and complicated language that most of us take for granted. Student Martha Tiafella knows this firsthand. She's from the Congo but spent 4 years in Kenya before coming to Syracuse just 2 months ago.
Kenya speaks English and Swahili. We struggle to know English. I know the accent is very different and difficult to pronounce American English.
Marth volunteered to talk to us even though it was only her third day in class. Meanwhile, Diego Mason has been in class for a year, but unlike Marth, knew very little English when he arrived in America from Argentina 3 years ago.
I remember the first day here, for me, I'd be scared, you know, because the teacher is just talking in English. But he's a very good professor, Lucas. I remember me like the good professor in university in my country.
Everybody. Right, it's all of us, so we're including the entire group.
Diego studied biology, which Literacy CNY Executive Director Marcia Tate says could work to his advantage.
Some of them have education, as Diego clearly did in his own country. He likely will move fairly quickly through our program once he gets the hang of English because education is not foreign to him. But we also have students who come to us with no formal education and no English at all, and that may take a little bit longer.
Tate says Diego and Marth are among the estimated 13% of Syracuse residents who are foreign-born and 19% who speak a language other than English at home. About 350 students take courses through Literacy CNY each year, all of them reading, writing, or speaking below the sixth grade level. That includes those who do speak English but did not acquire adequate literacy skills growing up. Tate says that can be traced to the county's high poverty rate.
There is no question that limited literacy or English proficiency and intergenerational poverty go hand in hand. There's ample national research that demonstrates that correlation. So we believe very fervently here that addressing poverty in our community requires us to provide more opportunities for adults to improve their literacy and English language skills.
Tate says the lack of literacy usually comes with a wide range of other challenges tied to poverty.
We've helped students who were homeless to find housing, maybe undiagnosed learning disabilities or even medical issues. We've had students who the problem turned out to be eyesight or hearing. We helped a student who had a dental issue to get dental care. You name it, it ends up coming across my desk sooner or later.
That's not to mention childhood illness, domestic violence, or substance abuse. She says while they are state-funded, the grant doesn't begin to cover the cost of the programs they offer. Literacy CNY is holding its 10th annual Scrabble Mania tournament this coming Friday, where about 400 people are expected to compete individually or on teams sponsored by area businesses and organizations. It's the agency's only annual fundraiser to supplement their operating funds. Scott Willis, WAER News.
The deadline to enter a team into the tournament has passed, but individuals can still sign up by calling Literacy CNY at 471-1300. More information on Scrabble Mania is on their website, literacycny.org, and more information on this and other local news stories is on our website, wyer.org.